It was never a good thing when Nathaniel West showed up at your office unannounced. Simon Neal had been a dom for more than 10 years with his New York BDSM club, and he'd heard of Nathaniel showing up 5 times at a club member's office. Not one of the members had ever returned. Simon tried to think reasonably. Nathaniel wasn't very active in the club anymore, and since Simon ran a temp agency, maybe he needed a temp. Or he might just have been in the neighborhood and decided to stop by. There was no reason to think he was stopping by on club business. As soon as Simon opened the door and saw Nathaniel's expression, though, it was clear the man had not stopped by for a friendly chat. Wondering again what the hell was going on, Simon waved the other dom inside.
Nathaniel, good to see you. Come in and have a seat.
Thank you, Nathaniel said, and proceeded to sit in a chair across from Simon's desk.
Is Abby in town with you?
Simon asked, taking his seat. He hoped never to have to play poker with Nathaniel, as the man had the ability to wipe all trace of emotion off his face. It was a bit unnerving, especially when he turned that blank face toward you, like he was doing now.
She is, Nathaniel said, but we are both in town just for the day.
I'm glad you stopped by. I haven't seen you since Luke Devon's party.
Luke, a mutual friend, had thrown a party at his BDSM club a few weeks ago for the launch of his book, The Muse. Nathaniel and Abby had been at the club that night. Simon's gut clenched as he remembered who had been with them. Lynn Ryder. He tightened his fingers into a fist. He wouldn't think about Lynn right now. He wouldn't think about Lynn ever. That chapter in his life was closed, and he wasn't going to reopen it. Nathaniel watched him with eyes that Simon knew missed nothing. He wondered what Nathaniel was watching him so intently for.
I'm not sure you're aware, but Abby and I hired Lynn several months ago as our nanny, Nathaniel said.
Simon's breath came out in a whoosh.
No, I didn't know.
Holy shit, Lynn works for Nathaniel and Abby.
I'd heard she left the city, but I had no idea. She's your nanny?
And why was Nathaniel here? He'd said she'd been with them for months, so obviously he wasn't stopping by to tell him they'd hired her.
Wait a minute. Is something wrong? Is she okay?
I can assure you she's fine. Or at least she was when I left her with Abby 20 minutes ago.
Relief flooded Simon's body.
If I may be direct, what brings you by? I know you didn't stop by to tell me you hired my ex as your nanny, but I get the distinct impression this isn't a social call either.
Nathaniel gave him a curt nod of his head.
You're right. It's not. You see, Lynn wants to go back to school to get her teaching certificate, and a summer program opened at Columbia that could get her closer to that goal. As it turns out, Abby's blog at the news station is on hiatus for the summer, freeing up Lynn to attend the program.
Lynn was going to be in Manhattan. Damn, but he was a bastard for how excited that made him. You are to stay away from her. She's not for you. No matter how truthful the voice of reason was, it still hurt like hell to hear it echo inside his head. Simon cleared his throat.
I assume she'll be moving back to the city?
She'll be staying in our penthouse. It's safe, near the campus, and we'll offer her the peace and quiet she needs to study.
Simon nodded. He was still trying to figure out why Nathaniel was telling him this. Surely he could have accomplished the same thing via a phone call.
In the few months she's been with us, Nathaniel continued, Lynn has become part of our family. The children and Abby adore her, and I view her as my little sister.
With those words, Simon knew immediately why Nathaniel had decided to stop by his office.
Nathaniel
held up a hand.
Let me finish. In the last few weeks, Lynn has expressed a renewed interest in BDSM. She's told us she's going to take it slow. She doesn't even want to pursue membership at the club.
Nathaniel's voice dropped, and he leaned forward.
She's under my protection. And you know what that means.
Yes, he did. He sure as hell knew.